Alrighty, now we're going to dive into the wonderful world of social media and what we believe would happen. And I don't know, what else is there?
Will TikTok get banned?
TikTok get banned? You don't think so?
Well,
I don't know. It seems like it's legit now.
I feel like, I don't know, as ignorant as American politicians are, I can say that I'm American, but as ignorant as they are, I feel like once they get higher, they're going to be like, this is kind of, unless they're Republican, I don't know. No, because also Democrats
They're not even ignorant. They're just playing out of their fucking mind. You know why? Because they're 80 goddamn years old. Half of their mind is already in the grave.
They're just trying to get rid of it because they don't know how to work technology.
Well, I think the reason why they're trying to get rid of it is not also just that, but also because the algorithm is so, it feels like it's its own AI. It has intelligence behind what it does, the madness. Wait, if you believe that there is a rhythm in there is actually a very defined rhythm. And since no one really knows how that works, I think X is probably, you don't like the word X. I think Twitter is the only thing that's close to, like, setting that close of algorithm, no?
I don't know, because lately, I'm barely even on Instagram anymore. I don't even view anyone's story. But I have been looking at the edits I'll see in, like, my community page, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's mainly, like, the stuff I like. Like, it would be, like, Toilet Bound, long title, but a manga.
I haven't been to the community page of Instagram since I started running, which was, like, in 2013.
Oh, you haven't been on?
I haven't been on the community page, no. Because it used to be it was an app that was driven by hashtags. So when you hashtag,
it still is.
It kind of is not. I have, for this podcast, if you like, go ahead and follow me over there on Instagram. I've tried hashtags. I have tried certain words, because certain words will just trigger stuff, apparently. I've tried different variations of things. I've tried videos. I've tried pictures. I've tried just, doing uploads on the daily with story.
Can you see views on Instagram posts? I don't think so, right?
You can if you want. The thing of it is, too, I don't like that. Let's say I don't want people to look at my views, but since you don't want people to look at your views, you're not allowed to look at anyone else's views. Yeah. Yeah. Because I put it on there. I was just a little embarrassed how little my little likes get on, not on the podcast one, but on the People Pig, my personal one. And I was like, you know what? Let me hide it and maybe I'll post more. It'll give me more reason. But the thing of it is that...
Oh, on TikTok?
Oh, no, on Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
And the thing of it is that if you... basically, if you don't want anyone to see your shit, you can't see anyone else's shit. So it's just as blind... You're as blind to everyone as they are to you.
Honestly, the, like, one time I posted, it was because I went to that Biba Doobie concert.
Mm-hmm.
And they also use, like, keywords in your caption. Because I put something Biba Doobie... Yeah. In my caption. And people who went to that concert liked my post. And I even got some followers. But I didn't follow back because I got scared. I don't know. I don't follow random people back because I'm scared. Like, what if you're, like, a not good person? I don't know.
For me, I would follow back. Follow for a follow. Back in the day.
Oh, my God. I hate.
And then your dad. I would even hashtag follow for follow. Yeah, I'm one of those cringe bitches. And then your dad one day was like, why do you do that? I'm like, why do I do what? What? He said, why do you follow people back you probably won't even be interested in? I mean, do you look at their stuff? I'm like, no. He said, well, then why? Follow people that you like.
That's what I do for, like, Twitter. Because for Twitter, I have, like, the fan account for Toilet Bound.
Uh-huh.
And I only, like, some people will post sometimes about Toilet Bound, but they have, like, other interests. Like, I know, like, My Hero Academia is one. But, like, if, like, you're solely for Toilet Bound... It's an instant follow. Obviously, if you're not, like, weird. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of weird accounts, and it's like, stop. Those are minors.
See, I'm in the old category, so the stuff that I see is either... It's mundane daily shit. I remember this one dude. May he rest in peace, because he's no longer on this earth. Well, in physical form, anyway. But he would legitimately post at a... What is this? Is this 90-degree angle?
That's not 90 degrees.
What is this? Is that 90 degrees? Well, what is this?
This is 90 degrees. Oh, this is like
180? It's right above your head. And he would just kind of do like a smirk. I shit you not. Every fucking picture was him in a different outfit with the same pose. Every single picture.
He's real for that.
I take but it was stuff like that. Or it was just, you know, just mundane stuff. And yeah, I thought about it. I was like, why am I should follow people for they follow me for my content because they like the shit that I post.
Yeah, and then you just follow back.
And but like the thing of it is I should follow because I like their stuff too. Not because that's like what is it? From the middle, that girl Sue Heck. She's trying. Frankie, her mom was trying to tell her, "Do you like him?" And she's like, "But he likes me back, so I should like him." She was like, "Wait a minute, but you should put yourself first. You like him because you like him, not because he likes you." And she was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever, but because he likes me."
What was I gonna say?
I have like a puppy dog mentality over here.
Yeah, I always feel bad if I don't follow people back, cause like I follow like. Majority of people back, but of course if they don't, because I only want Toilet Bound on my timeline. That's yeah. Really all I want.
And you're not gonna get Toilet Bound if you're I following follow
people
everybody.
Who are in other like fandoms and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's why I don't follow some people back, and then I feel bad because it's like
I mean you shouldn't feel bad, they'll get other followers if you feel so inclined. Is that the right word? I don't know. If you feel so bad about it, you should
take a break from social media, because that is Twitter. It is not that serious.
I was going to say, maybe you should give them a shout out and hope that that is payment enough. Get them another follower. And it doesn't have to be you. If you feel that bad. If you feel so.
No, I don't feel that bad. It's just like, I feel weird like tweeting after. Like, because I'll see that they follow me. And uh-huh. I feel tweeting after. Because then they'll know that I saw that they followed me. I overthink stuff.
You sound like my boss. I did that one time at work. And he's like, stop it. He said, stop it. You're overthinking it. I'm like, but it came in. It's information. He's like, no. Is it this serious? Is it this serious? Look the entire page. Is it that serious? And I was like, well, no, it doesn't affect it. He's like, okay, then it doesn't need to be put. I know what you mean. And I know how you feel.
I know, like on TikTok, I don't really follow people back. I don't know. There's so many young people on TikTok. It feels weird because then, like, it'll be like, because I followed someone back, mm-hmm. and then they did, like, a face reveal, and they literally looked like they were 9 years old. I was like, that doesn't feel right for me as, like, a 17, almost 18-year-old to be following, like, a 9-year-old. I don't know.
I follow people if I genuinely like their stuff. Now, on the podcast, if you're chit-chatting with me, if you're excited, I don't even know you're fucking... Like, there was a person by the name of Red. Shout out to Red. Hey, what's up, yo? I assumed it was a guy because Red from that 70s show.
I assumed it was a guy because there was a...
and I don't remember how I brought it up, but it was just, like, in passing. And they were like, oh, no, yeah, I'm not a guy. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so, so sorry. I did not mean that. Oh, yeah, you're good. But, yeah, it's just people that pop up that I follow back. I don't watch anything on that side because I have my other personal channel.
Wait, so would you just, like, follow them back and not look at their content?
Pretty much.
Mom.
Yeah.
I always look before. I'm like.
But, I mean, if you've seen my my podcast profile, that's over there on TikTok, is going down in flames, is also, like, maybe 20 people I follow, if that.
Yeah.
Out of the 2,000. I don't follow that many people.
I don't know. It's just TikTok has such a wide variety compared to, like, yeah. On Twitter. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everyone on Twitter is, like, 13 and up. Like, I think 13 is... No, I saw, like, a 12-year-old on there, and I was like, you shouldn't be on here.
13
like, I
don't is pushing it, to be honest. You said yeah. There's some sketchy shit going on over there on
there's
Twitter.
There's free, like, porn on there. I don't think...
There's... No.
No, because the government is running for the wrong app. Like... No, because they have, like, Project 2025 where it's, like, banned pornography. And, like, Twitter is going down. I've never, minus you, I've never met an, like, in real life person who's used Twitter not for porn or for a fan account. Like.
Really?
I just never run into that species.
It's the same thing for Twitch. I heard Twitch is like, it's a sausage fest of porn. I don't know if that's true or not. I saw it on, what is it, Penguin Z Zero. He was talking about how this girl was, like, in a tiny-ass bikini.
I love those videos because they keep pushing it to see how like
how far
they can actually go.
I feel like that's what Twitter does. And that's why I think it's not just so much, oh, they're invading our privacy. I think it's along the line is that TikTok has something that American apps don't have. And it specializes in the whole social media aspect of pinpointing what you actually want to see. Now, like you had mentioned before we turned everything on, was that sometimes it refreshes and then you get basic bitch stuff. You get people who have like millions of likes already. It's the dancing crap that made TikTok so famous to begin with. And I think what it does is it refreshes it so that way you're forced to go search the things that you like up all that shit. So you're liking up other creators probably you've never even seen before. And now it's bringing you back to the actual algorithm. I think that's part of it, in my opinion, that you had actually originated from, but was straight away either because of an update or, you know, like I feel like they do a wave of cleans where you have to go search again.
Honestly, I feel like it's just an excuse because the whole reason why the whole like, oh my God, like we're going to ban TikTok started was when TikTok, well, I believe this is when it started. At least that's when I started hearing about it was like back in like, I think this was like 2020 when Trump was having like a rally and people on TikTok were getting the seats, mm-hmm. but they were not going to go. So he went to like basically an empty stadium.
Yeah. I think it started.
That's when it started. And then like.
Well, for like. How it start? Okay, guy that owns TikTok, they think he's an espionage for China, even though he's from fucking Singapore. That's one. So two, they were like, you need to sell it because we need to have someone that is not, you're foreign, and we don't want your foreign app. Is basically so he sold it to ByteDance. ByteDance is on American soil. So what's the fucking problem now? I don't know. Now all of a sudden it's like, well, they're taking too much data and it's not really cooperating with what we want. I was like, how the fuck is it not cooperating? Oh, what's up?
Well, I was going to finish earlier, but I think the whole thing is kind of an excuse because the main thing is because TikTok spreads actual good information. Like there is a part of the time where it's all stupid junk, but like it spreads good information about the election and all that stuff happening. So they're just using, oh, it's like the Chinese are going to steal your, what's it called? Information. Mm. And then they start pushing that, like, are you a part of the Chinese communist? And then he keeps repeating he's Singaporean. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you think about it, Twitter does the same thing, except it's a newspaper. You're reading it.
Oh, Twitter's so insufferable. I hate people there.
The thing of it is when I go to TikTok, I watch it. But when I go to Twitter, because I'm scrolling for your stuff so I can like it, I actually see the same shit that I had actually watched on TikTok. It's not by the same creators, obviously, but it's the news media outlet or it's other people talking about it or it's just, you know, basic, you know, just a little bit of the same thing. It's just a different sprinkle.
I hate how the whole, like Elon Musk was like, oh yeah, Twitter is like for free speech. But then the whole thing with Palestine happened and he started like, kind of like putting words under the radar so that stuff wouldn't get that much views. It was something along the lines of that.
That's fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so he was limiting.
Yeah, it's a reminder that these apps are monitored. And obviously if the creator, not creator, he was not the creator, idiot. But like the CEO can decide stuff like that.
Yeah.
So TikTok is run by someone, I don't know, not American.
But he's...
So why are they really going to care?
But I thought the company ByteDance was American because they even ended
up... Oh, yeah,
because
he gave it to him.
He sold it to someone on American soil and they went ahead and they made a building in California so that way TikTok is now part of American social media outlets. That's why I don't think it's just about that. I also think it's just because there's certain things that probably... Information that just can't be what?
ByteDance is based in China. It's a TikTok's parent company.
But it's still American, isn't it? It's based. It doesn't mean that it's originate. No, wait, based is what? This is like based on a true story. You got pieces of it. But
yeah, but the company is in China.
Pieces of it.
Pieces of it. Well, that's probably the whole reason why they made a building in America.
So yeah, because yeah, the Singapore dude was like, all right, well, if that's what you want, fine, we're here. He actually he went by what they wanted, and it wasn't enough. And this was, what, a year ago?
Technically, it's still a Chinese-owned company, though.
That's fucking... They were fine with it a year ago. They took him to court a year ago, no?
Yeah, but I don't think anything passed. They're still, like, salty about it. Also, Joe Biden posting on TikTok and then being like, oh, yeah, if it passes, I'm going to sign it.
I don't even fucking remember. some senator dude that actually won the hearts of a lot of people, millions actually, on TikTok, because he was actually giving out information about how shit is run. He won his election and then he voted against TikTok. This is a man that has 2 million followers following him. He's for the people. Motherfucker is a liar. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't even remember his fucking name. It was all over it was all over TikTok when they found out about how the Senate, all of a sudden, all both motherfucking Republicans and Democrats are like, you know what? Yeah, this is no good. We need to throw it in the trash.
No, yeah, this is what they can, like, come to a conclusion with.
Exactly. Really? Well, what about the fact that, you know, rent is like $3,000 a month and I'm still making like $7 an hour? Make it make fucking sense. You don't want to raise minimum wage. What happened? Minimum wage is supposed to be at the bare minimum of at least $15 an hour. Technically, minimum wage is supposed to be like $25 if we're actually going with the modernism, colloquialisms of what is actually reality of what is the base on of, what is it? What is the value of a dollar? There we go.
I'd rather my government pay attention to stuff that really affects people's lives and could actually put lives in danger, but then they're out here doing stupid stuff like this.
Yes. They really fucking band together to ban TikTok. A fucking app that doesn't have anything to do with nobody.
Joe Biden's brave for admitting that he would sign against TikTok during the election year. That's really our only choice, because third party votes, they're kind of just throwaway votes. And then, of course, you have like, Trump shouldn't even be allowed to run. Who allowed that?
I don't know. I don't understand. He's been fucking impeached. Like, you get impeached here in America, guess what? You're not really allowed to run anymore. There's a technicality of the fact that you're more likely caught. You were caught doing something illegal while you were president. And there's a possibility or even a probability that you can actually go to jail. You still have to go to court for this. Once you go to court, they find you guilty or not guilty. I don't know what the fuck happened to Trump. Trump got impeached like 50 million times. Maybe. And this motherfucker just, I don't know, I guess they passed it to where he was not guilty.
Well, no, I think it was more of, because that was when Joe Biden was already elected. Sure, he wasn't in office yet, but he was about to be. Mm-hmm. So they just cut Trump's time short. But nonetheless, he stole, like, information. He stole, like, files and stuff.
Oh.
Like, what are you talking about? I don't know.
I think it's, okay, I think I found, let me see. That senator. He actually had some good stuff to say. And I was like, oh my God, there's actually someone for the people. That's actually pretty bad. That's a bad ass. He didn't even lose that many people either. He was like at 2.5. He's at 2.3 right now. His name is Jeff Jackson. And he said, TikTok's not going anywhere. We all, you know, just because we agreed doesn't mean it's going to. Bitch, you don't want it agreed for it to be banned. What you doing? Why are you on here? Get off.
He's so Aaron Burr.
Ugh.
I love Hamilton. I haven't watched it in like 2 years.
We need to get some old ass people out. I had seen someone had, well, actually you can see it anywhere. You can see on CNN all the senators and stuff. You know how like they sit down and they're about to, all these, they're all fucking old. It looked like a geriatric commercial. I shit you not.
That's because like, I don't know how old to be a senator, but it's probably the same thing for president where it's like 35 and up or something like that.
Dude, they were like, how? I want to take a nap for $250,000. Because all the motherfuckers with that, I saw one nodding off. I was like, he can't even keep his head up. Oh my God. I'm amazed at the fact that we have these type of people that segregation was still a thing back in the day when they were young. Still running around here making laws for us. 35. I cannot believe. But you look over there on, what is it? Parliament. And they are in their 30s. But they look good. They're dashing. They're young. They look vital. They got a pulse. It's just crazy to me. It's absurd. TikTok getting banned. I don't know where I'm going to go. It's funny too, because the podcast TikTok, pops off. It's actually still growing.
Actually, wait. I hope TikTok gets banned.
Why? What's up?
Because I am so tired of seeing someone talk about, like, their mental, like, disorder and something. And, like, the littlest thing someone will latch onto and be like, that's not normal. Like, don't even start. Like, it's, like, the most mundane thing, too.
I thought you were going to talk about the people that faked
their... Oh, no. Like, still... That too, but the people in the comments just infuriate me. Before you self-diagnose, please do research, because it takes me off so much to see people being like, oh my, that, guys.
Okay. So, one, I secretly do that.
It's like, you have to do research.
They sound off like five different things, and I'm like, I do all of those fucking things.
Yeah, but it's always like the most mundane stuff, though. I don't know. It takes me... Like, TikTok should not be used as a resource. Sure, figure yourself out, but actually read books. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Before you jump to that conclusion.
Motherfucker, they on TikTok because they can't read. I know. Otherwise, they'd be on Twitter.
Ugh. Oh, my God. I hate Twitter. People on Twitter have such bad takes.
You love Twitter, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love... No, because some people on, like...
I had to actually reactivate my account. Because you're like, get on Twitter.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. There are some people on Toilet Bound mm-hmm. Twitter who just like take me off. I'm like, can you not just let people have fun? I don't know. Because they're so boring. I don't know. Like,
you don't know.
Like, people being over dramatic about new art coming out. New art obviously comes out every time a new volume comes out. But then everyone's like, oh my God, like, something's bad's gonna happen. I said that because. Is something bad going to happen? No. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen. It's just, it's usual, but I like to be dramatic. And people are like, it's obvious because a bunch of art comes out whenever a new volume comes out. Can you not let people have fun? Like, just say you're boring and miserable. Damn, honestly. Because people are so annoying. I don't know. There's this, like, one Twitter account that I just do not like because why are you so serious?
Oh.
I unfollowed them because I was
it was that bad.
We weren't mutuals or anything, but, like, I was like...
You're like, mm-mm, nah, this ain't it, fam.
Like, you're boring. Stop. Dang. I don't know. Takes on Twitter just make me mad.
So you don't really watch. You don't really read anything on Twitter.
Oh, anything that's, like, not Toilet Bone?
I guess, yeah.
No, yeah, I do. I do follow accounts that aren't... Toilet Bound affiliated, but it's like not that many.
To be honest with you, I did not know how to work Twitter. I had Twitter since 2014. I look back, not the podcast one, obviously, but my personal account, and I think, how much did I erase? I erased 89 posts that were Nike run because I had it connected to my Instagram. So every single time I posted, which I posted a lot of my running with a picture and stats, it would upload, not the picture, but it would just upload the stats.
I don't think they do that anymore, do they?
I know, they don't do that anymore. There's a lot of stuff they don't do anymore. Like, the reason why I have 400 followers on my personal Instagram is because I hashtag, I uploaded daily, I interacted, I followed back, I did a follow for a follow and all that other bullshit.
That's what I do. I do like interacting with people on Twitter. Yeah. It's so fun.
But the thing about it is with me is that this sounds like shit. There's some people on here I'm like, okay, are we following each other because we were running buddies at one, were digital running buddies at one point? Are you following because you're from Tinder? Are you following because at one point I did know you in real life, but now I don't know you no more? I don't even know where these people originate from as to why they're on there. Because we'll be talking like we good friends. I don't know this motherfucker.
Just remove them then.
No, I don't mind it. It's just I hate how my memory is so just muddled. So I'll be talking to them, hey, have you been? Oh, yeah, I've been doing fine, you know, just work and shit, ain't into it. And I'm like, I so want to ask, where the fuck are you from? Like, how do we know each other? But I'm like, I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, so myself. It's just people interacting with your posts, and you're like, yeah, who are you? Yeah, exactly. No, because I have mutuals, like, follow back and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I knew you from one point, but I don't, because they'll change their username and stuff like that. And I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are.
Yeah, because forever I was Carmen Cordov. And then I changed everything. I changed every single one of them, too. I changed them differently. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. They're like, who the fuck is Peepa Pig? What does that even mean?
And then, like, they won't even post stuff, so it's not like I can remember who they were through their posts. So I'm like,
oh, man, you're coming up and asking me for shit. I don't even know. I don't even know how we know each other.
Yeah, like.
I fake a lot of my, oh, yeah, I'm doing great. How you doing? How's everybody on your side?
I do that in real life, too. I'm like,
That's terrible. Well, at least I know I'm not the only one that does that. I felt so out of pocket. I can't talk. Doing that, I feel bad. But, you know, I guess. Yeah.
I think an app that should be banned is not only Twitter, but Snapchat. Not only because I just don't like Snapchat, but because a lot of creeps are on there, so it's...
I used to be so addicted to Snapchat.
Snapchat is the most boring thing in the world. I don't know why it was so... Well, no, yeah, I know why it was so big. But it's just...
It was fun. But the thing of it is you can't find new people. What the fuck, Snap?
Well, I mean, if you just add people, yeah.
Well, kind of. And then it's... Then it gives you this little bit of, because you had this person, you might like this person. It's not really based off their...
Well, yeah, that's how you find new people.
But I want to find new people that are interesting. They need to know me without having to give them information.
You just want a dating app.
I want to be complicated. No, but I love Snapchat. I actually tried to go back, and I couldn't go back.
Snapchat is...
I tried a couple times, and this is boring. I don't want to do this. And it's funny, too, because I felt... Was I entertaining on there or not really? I felt more entertaining on Snapchat than I am with TikTok.
I don't know. I've grown since I've seen...
I know. You were, like, what, 9?
Yeah.
And I was actually addicted to Snapchat. Maybe I'll ask Dominic. Maybe Dominic.
So it's probably a different aspect now since I'm older.
That's true.
We find different stuff funny. So, I don't know.
It's been like that, and y'all were little. Y'all still find something funny that I don't understand. Sometimes I feel as though everyone's laughing because they got the joke, and I'm the only idiot that's like, fuck, I don't get it. Just laugh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was watching a podcast, and then they started laughing.
Was it this one?
No. I was watching a podcast, and they started laughing, and I was like, I don't get it. Like, was there, I don't know. And then it turns out it was funny because the joke didn't land. So
so they were laughing at the fact that the joke
just didn't land. But they didn't explain that. So it was just like them like dying laughing. And I'm like, did I miss the joke? What happened?
And then you're like an idiot just grinning, waiting to laugh. And you're like, okay, is someone going to explain it to me because I don't know what's going on?
I think there is a total of like 2 podcasts I listen to. And that's about it. And it's usually this. Well, I don't know. It depends because they're usually, like, too distracting, so I can't do my work while doing it, so I'll, like, do my makeup or clean.
Mm. What kind of podcasts do you like to listen to? I like to listen to crime documentaries. I don't know why. I haven't listened to a comedy one, which is pretty fucking ironic considering I'm a comedic podcast.
OMG, you are.
You fucking asshole. Are you for... Oh, my God. I used to be funny in the beginning of this shtick, okay? It don't land right no more. Just like that floppy joke they were talking about on whatever podcast. Floppy joke. I said what I said. I ain't gonna say it again.
You're mad.
I am mad. You just called me not funny.
It was just...
Okay, Dan Schneider. You're just mad because I'm a girl.
Yeah. Girls are gross.
Girls are gross. What's called JJ. Girls are gross.
I mainly just... I guess, yeah, comedy podcasts. Just people, like, rambling, I guess.
See, I can't do rambling. I mean, I could do rambling by myself.
Oh, yeah, like, I can't keep... It's not that I can't keep up with your conversation. It's just like, well, we were talking about something else, and then you changed the conversation when I was going to finish my sentence.
It was on the same thing. I thought you were done. That's why I pitched in. I was like, all right, it's my turn to drive.
It's happened so much to where, like, I'll be talking, and then I take a pause so I can... fix my words up, and then you change the topic, and then I'm like, I didn't get a chance to finish what I was talking about. I didn't
know, because it's an opening. There's only so much gap that's supposed to be in between, otherwise I have to start editing, and no, they took my editing stuff away. I don't want
to. I hate how I don't know how to word stuff, because then I'm out here, like, pausing, like, because, like, my brain is going fast, but I don't know how to word the stuff.
Oh, okay, gotcha, yeah.
That's what usually happens when I'm, like, when I was with the counselor, I would talk way too fast, but then I have to, like,
Wait a minute. I need like, to catch up.
Look in the air so I can remember where I was. But yeah, I don't know. It wasn't even a serious thing, but I was addicted to watching those, what's it called when they talk to the criminal in that, like, room?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but I know what you're talking. What did I just fucking say?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what you, I do not know what you mean, but I understand where you're coming from. Is that right?
Probably. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Then, yeah.
I don't know how to word it. Ah.
There you go.
I found it.
Yeah, I was watching those. That was when I was still in public school, and it was nice. I loved watching those. They were like 2 hours, though.
Really?
They were long. Well, it was like...
What did they talk? I watched...
Well, no, it's not them actually talking. It's like... It, kind of if you're like studying how to be like an investigate. I don't know what it's called, but they take the criminal into the room and they... like
interrogate them.
Interrogate.
Right?
Interrogation room.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just like, this is what the interrogator did wrong.
Oh.
And such like that.
Watch long-ass clips like that. Holy moly.
It's so good.
But
it's
still,
all,
oh my.
It's all old God. Crimes, too. It's like stuff in like the 2000s and such.
Damn, 2000s. Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
But like, that's the only, that and like, I don't know, I guess Wendigoon.
Wendigoon? Who's Wendigoon?
He's.
Well, what kind of podcaster is he?
He's not a podcaster, but he does like videos where it's like, you know, icebergs, right? I don't think he does icebergs.
No.
But he'll go on like full description on some topic. Like, I don't know. The last thing I watched was like the sex raft or something.
Oh. The only one that I guess is funny that I watched was the Frenemies one.
Because oh, I liked Frenemies.
Yeah, everyone loves Frenemies, and I wanted to know. I was like, okay, is it just because they were so long? They were like almost 2 hours sometimes. So I wanted to know. I was like, well, why does it make it so long? They've actually categorized things without you knowing.
Yeah, it flows.
Yeah.
It flows good.
It flows good. So I don't know how to do that. I do know I'll talk very rarely on my own. And I don't know if I go in circles. That's one of the reasons why I need someone that
honestly,
to co-host.
You do.
See? That's the problem. And I'm pretty sure, because I made one that was like about an hour long, I probably regurgitated the same shit. Like, it was a whole hour, so probably 30 minutes of that, and then 30 minutes of the same shit, just backwards, probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Honestly, without you knowing, I steer you in a direction, into a different direction if it's a topic I don't want to talk about. Like, I hate talking about, like, minimum wage, because we always talk about that, even off of the podcast. So I just
did it as an example.
Yeah, but I steered you away from it because I was like,
oh no, I felt how fucking irritated you were.
Yeah,
which is one of the reasons why I quieted down and let you go ahead and take the wheel. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're not gonna be talking about that, because I know you don't like talking about that. You don't like talking about jobs. You don't like talking about how adults have to do shit because it's lame and gross, and you'll end up having to do it one day.
No, I'm gonna be 17 forever. But okay,
girl, you wish. Let me know how that works out for you.
But my favorite podcasts right now are Emergency Intercom and Brittany Broski's podcast. What is it called? I don't know, but it's called something.
And what are their genres?
More comedy. It's like
comedy.
It's that. Well, I always scroll through YouTube, and I don't know if you even noticed, but it's like a guy and a girl just like sitting in like.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, they sit there for an hour.
I love it's so good.
Isn't he on a stool and she's on like a tiny single couch?
He's on some ugly chair that's like, you know that spray foam? It kind of looks like that dry spray foam.
Oh. Yeah, but he's on, you know, one of his ass cheeks have done fell asleep by the 45th minute mark.
He stood up and you can see how eroded it is.
And he's so scrawny too, because I've never seen it when he gets up, because I've only seen him. What is it? The display picture they have.
The thumbnail?
The thumbnail, thank you. For what they have. I just look, I'm like, this poor dude. I look at that time, I'm like, oh my God. He be sitting there for a long ass time while she's curled up in a little single chair. That single chair, by the way, also looks hard as fuck.
I know, I don't. I hated when we had to go to that cheer thing and we were sitting on those benches because that skank of a coach would not shut up. I can say that because I didn't like her. And.
Yeah. My fucking, I don't mean to be gross, but one of my vagina lips fell asleep along with the butt cheek. And I was like, Lord of mercy, everything feels and doesn't feel. And it's going to prick, prick. And it prick, pricked. And I was like, God damn it. Why the fuck did I have to sit on the? You see how big I am. That skinny bitch that was talking, the teacher, she fucking knew. Yeah, I would be so obliged to be like, okay, I'm going to keep it short because I see there's a hefty one right there and there's a couple other ones that are a little meaty on the bones. Goddamn chronic cough. Someone would I sounded like a fucking cat trying to actually heave. I had, I think, 3 candies with me. By the 3rd one, I was like, sweet Jesus, if she ain't done, I'm walking the fuck out. I don't give a fuck if it's rude or not. I'm walking because I'm not going to be. I could have coughed the lung on the lady in front of me. And I felt so squished because the lady in front of me was like, her ass be hanging off that bench. And I'm like, girl, I need some leg room. I'm a big one too.
I know Cynthia was like sitting in front of us and you coughed and she like looked back.
And I went, oh. I couldn't help it. I'm like, it's at the time when everyone thought, you know, COVID was still rampant.
No, it was not.
It was
rampant. That was my sophomore year.
Girl, that was, yeah, that was worse. You're what? You're senior now? Are you a college graduate?
No, yeah, I graduated last year.
See?
17 forever.
It was a couple years ago.
A couple. That was like last year. That was last
that
year.
That was a couple years ago.
That was last year.
That was a couple years ago. The COVID was crazy.
Feel that.
$5, that cat's going to fall off the table.
Don't
be mean to him. Not mean to him. I'm betting against his dumb ass. Fall off the table.
Don't. He's not. He's a bit dumb, but he's not that dumb.
He's pretty dumb. He's smelling everything like it's new. The fuck out of here. Hey. Go on. Let's get. All right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and we'll end the segment for today. Ariana's mad.
I'm not mad. I don't know what else to talk about. We went off topic, and I don't like that we did.
Not really. We did social.
Oh, well, no, yeah, but the cheer stuff. I brought that up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
How did I link that?
It was podcasts that you like.
No, yeah, but there was a reason I actually did, I think.
I think the pure hatred for your teacher just came
God,
out of me.
God, she goes in my dreams.
She fucking
she's like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I don't know how you brought that up. I know we talked about the podcast and then you brought up.
Cut off like all of the end because I don't even want.
Oh, please. Like you said, nobody listens to my podcast. I'm a loser, remember?
Nobody likes me.
All right, we'll go ahead and end this segment here. We just keep talking about it. Thank you guys so much for listening today. If you like, go ahead, share, subscribe to all that good stuff, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye.